When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sport press. Yeah. No layup line, no warm-ups, no nothing. We just walking right into the stadium, getting to the game. Let's do it.
When the beat on, then it's on. When our right jerseys on the road, cause how we feel where we roam is our home. Leaving these other podcasts null and void. The show can't miss something like Tom Shepard and corduroys. Full Sport Press, you know them boys. Jay run the point, lock for three. And me, I crash the boys. Weezy told you that it's paid for. We already ran the score before the cameraman could go and press record. Now you all in your feelings, cause we trusted the process and y'all was tanking for Wiggins. We was spreading the love and y'all was trading for Wiggins. Went to war with the Wolves and y'all was waiting on Wiggins, huh? I had to do it fast. The flow split the double, grabbed the dribble, and Euro stepped over the 808. I'm on time even when...
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast, featuring hosts J-Hove, Weezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back, and some of you for the first time, to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan, and this is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topic time. J-Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
Cameraman, how you doing, brother?
From a distance.
My dog.
Yeah.
Yep. Episode 508. We're discussing the best landing spots for the 2024 defensive free agency class.
FSP style.
Always FSP style.
You better damn know it.
Better damn believe it.
Shout out to Shane. He had a hard time with that last week,
Shout
man.
Shout out to Shane.
Best of the week. Weezy, who we got?
Best week for me, man. Vacation.
Yeah.
Vacation, man. Step away. Reset.
Man, press that reset button.
Get you a week.
Spend some money, but that wasn't nothing. Yeah. That felt good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you was in the green. Right back to you, dog.
Yeah.
You gotta learn how to shake a nigga hand. That's crazy.
Good couple months for me.
Shout out to you, man.
Good times, Weezy. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. What you got, Jeff?
Wrestling, man. Rest of the week is wrestling. Wrestling is in a great spot.
It is.
The greatest storyline ever told in the bloodline. It's going strong.
Okay.
Still to this day. Shout out to The Rock.
Yeah.
It's great. Great time to be a wrestling fan.
Shout out to you. My best of the week is Jason Kelce, man. Retired at 36 years old. First ballot Hall of Famer. Got his ankles taped for his retirement speech. That's how you go out, man. A lot of tears. I ain't gonna lie. That's a lot of tears. But clap for him, man. Shout out to Jason Kelce. That was a good retirement.
I mean, that's how you want to go. You want to go out when you want to go out. You don't want to force it.
Did you look at him and say, damn, he really ain't ready to retire yet?
No. He ready to retire.
I don't think so.
You don't think he,
no, I think he body, still got. Yeah, his body's still body, working.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
but his body's still good.
Yeah.
But that's the key.
That's when you retire.
Yeah, that's definitely when you retire.
You know, I'm done.
Yeah.
Still kick it.
Because he's obviously kicking. Yeah.
He can get up and without going, oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Worst of the week, Weezy, right back to you.
Worst of the week, I had to come back. Vacation
at the end.
Yeah.
One day I ain't gonna have to come back.
Yeah, now for sure. Vacation is every day soon.
Sooner than later.
Yeah.
Be on the way.
My worst of the week is not what you guys think it is. It's Ben Simmons, man. It's gone for the season again in 2022. Didn't play in a game in 2023. Played in 42 games. And this year he played in 15 games. That is a total of, quick math, 57 total games for $106 million made.
$1 billion.
Shout out to Ben Simmons. Man, I hope he don't even look the same. Like, you can tell his body ain't the same.
Yeah.
Like, he looking crazy.
Hey, remember he said this was his comeback tour.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
that's tough.
He made $106 million?
$106 million, no, since 2022.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. And ain't played in number 57 games. Yeah. 82 games in a season.
That's his second contract.
Yeah. So, come on, man. Out of a total of 200 plus games.
Imagine, is he done in NBA?
He got one more year, $48 million left on the contract.
He gonna get there regardless.
He get there regardless.
But is he done playing in the NBA?
I don't think anybody takes a flyer on Ben Simmons after this contract, unless he has a great year, a rebound year this year, most improved player. He would have to win most improved player. Comeback player of the year. Golly. Yeah. Jeff?
My worst of the week is it was something completely different up until maybe yesterday. Till my beloved boxing keeps getting ran into the shitter with Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, 57-year-old Mike Tyson.
It's crazy.
You brought that up, Jeff.
The main eventing in Dallas in the house that Jerry built. I can't believe this, man. It's tough.
And this one real, Joe.
It's real. It's not even an exhibition. Yeah. It's a real fight.
This is on Netflix. It's real.
And Texas is going to sanction Mike Tyson at 57 years old. That's insane.
Yeah, this is the one where you bring out the cigars and pop some bourbon. This is the real.
Yeah. This probably, fight part of your career.
I'm thinking about it because Mike Tyson.
This has the capabilities of being the most watched boxing match ever because it's on Netflix.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Mike Tyson ain't playing with this dude. Unless they give him something or shoot him up with something to make him where he won't be himself, but I can't see
they're gonna tranquilize.
Yeah, other than that,
they gotta calm Mike down.
Right, he ain't gonna be in that ring and be like, all right, well, I'm gonna let you hit me here. I'm just gonna barely.
This can't go past three rounds, though. It might not go past two
because that one punch gonna knock his ass completely out.
Because if he go past three rounds, Mike gonna look real bad in there.
Tranquilizing.
It ain't gonna go past three. One punch.
Okay. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, yep. Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music. Catch up on the full archive of past episodes of FSP. Just simply search Full Sport Press Podcast. J-O.
Yes, sir.
And Weezy.
What it do?
Do you guys have a yellow box of Cheerios recipient for our listeners?
We do. This week's award recipient for the yellow box is Arch Manning.
Very controversial. Texas quarterback Arch Manning is opting out of the upcoming EA Sports College Football 25 video game. Manning is instead saying that he's focusing on playing football on the field, end quote. If Manning, who will be the primary backup to Texas starting quarterback Quinn Ewers in 2024, was hoping to avoid a distraction, this is not the way to do it. By not opting into the game, Manning has created a much bigger distraction that was simply just putting himself in the game, and we're able to use his name, image, and likeness. If Arch's goal is to quiet the noise so he could focus fully on football, like he said, he has failed massively. What is Arch thinking?
Arch was trying to prove a point, send a message, and it didn't land how he thought it did. The Manning name is one of those few names that are almost bigger than or just as big as football. And he wants to live up to that, but being in a video game, not the cover star, not the star, not even the starting quarterback in Texas, is hurting him. So I understand why he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn Ewers messed up the church's money by coming back.
Yeah, he did.
And if you Texas, you can't kick him out because he's Quinn Ewers and he's winning games.
Nah,
you
know what I
mean? And he got somebody behind him just as good.
Just as good. And so this is the thing about Arch, though. I get it. He said that, you know, it went the wrong way. He said that he just wants to wait until he's the guy at Texas. He can be the guy tomorrow. Like, what if Quinn Ewers, God forbid, I want him to play 25 games in college. No worries about that. If he goes out, has an injury, you're a guy. You're QB1. It happens all the time. Drew Bledsoe never thought that Tom Brady was going to be a person that could interfere with him being the starting quarterback, being the first $100 million quarterback in the NFL. It just so happened it happened. Things happen. Arch, just play through it. 10,000 people have already opted in to be a part of this game that we're all anticipating at a high level. Bro, like, why? What's the point? You're like, your point is to focus on football. This is not going to stop you from focusing on football.
But I'm gonna give Arch some grace only because he didn't transfer, though.
Yeah. He
stuck it out in Texas. He's still there. So
I got a conspiracy theory about Arch. This is my personal thought. I think Arch, from high school, when they say, oh, what school you want to go to? You can't tell me a kid from 2019 to now don't want to play immediately in college.
That's true.
Yeah. You can't tell me that.
Yeah.
So I think the Mannings, they probably got some logistics going on. Mm-hmm. The agents, hey, this is going to be the perfect spot. He's a plant. Mm. They put him where everything is going through a system.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think he wants to play. I don't think he wanted to go to Texas. I don't think they think, I mean, they probably thought that was the best thing for him.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll see the best of Arch Manning in the world. I don't think we'll see the best of Arch Manning.
This ruins Arch Manning?
Yeah, mentally.
Okay. Yeah, not being able to start this quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the rollout was supposed to be, all right, Texas is going to the SEC next year. Arch Manning
is the quarterback.
That was the rollout.
Yep.
And now Quentin Ewers is playing.
And he's coming back.
And they already put him in Texas because, you know, he's going to be the first Texas quarterback to ever play in the SEC. Mm-hmm. So they put him at Texas. He could have easily went to Ole Miss and started.
Yeah, he could have went to Ole Miss and started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to sit out and then play that first year in Texas, it was perfect story.
So now he's going to maybe play 1 year and be a junior and then probably go to the league. That's not going to work.
Nah, he'll be quite that
late. I mean, he's going to have to play.
Yeah. That's tough. Mm. One year and done.
I commend him for staying.
Yeah.
In Texas.
But opt into the game.
Yeah.
Just opt into the game, dog. That's going to create you again.
I don't think he cares.
True. He going to be on the game.
I don't think he cares about that.
Nah, he don't care about the game. His family, $1 billion family, dog. Nah, but super lineage. But we got to get that yellow box here. It's coming to you, Arch. It's coming to you, my brother. You guys ready to get started with the first half?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
The first half is underway.
Full Sport Press.
First half, the hottest sports news of the past week. Like to do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press podcast. Before we get started, I am J-Ho.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
It's your boy, Weezy. What it do? Big Jeff, where you can find you on social media, my brother.
I'm Jay Easley, 84 across all social media platforms.
Jay, where can they find you at?
Jay Hove on Instagram and Twitter. Let's talk on Twitter. Watch your back.
I'm FXP Weez on IG. I'm always on Twitter. Holler at me.
Yeah, for sure. Them motherfuckers there. I mean, them wide open. It ain't like I'm, you know what I mean? I'm like,
it ain't wide open.
No. Them shots is like, I ain't got no mask on. Do I got a mask on?
You just coming through.
I ain't got a mask on.
You just coming through.
Oh, no ski mask. Yeah. Oh, no. When what? No shiesty?
The presidents represent you.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Shit. Talking about goof ass. The 2020. Let's kick the first half off, guys.
Please. Let's get it. Please, let's go, man.
The 2024 NFL Scouting Combine wrapped up in Indianapolis over the weekend, and now we begin the six-week march to the NFL Draft. Let's talk about the winners and losers of the Scouting Combine. We'll kick things off with Jeff. Give me your first winner, my brother.
Young Chop Robinson, man. You knew I was going with Chop. It's my dog. Chop ran a 4.5.
Chop slide.
Chop was getting out there. But guess what he projected to slide to?
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chop. Hype.
Chop ain't going to be there.
Yeah, Chop might be. Chop's supposed Chop to be there. Be there.
Chop ain't going to be
Chop.
There.
You want Chop?
We need Chop. we need Chop bad. We need Chop bad.
What up, Weezy? Talk to me.
My first winner is Tez Walker.
Yeah.
From North Carolina.
Okay.
Ran a 4.36, 40-yard dash.
Heard you.
He ran a 10-yard 1.52 split.
Yeah.
Weighs 205. He only played like 8 games this year.
Yeah.
But Tez Walker's a player.
Okay, that's your man?
No, but that's I mean, Jay, take
one. But if he worked, that's his man. You know what I'm saying? I hate when y'all do that.
Oh, my guy.
Yeah, I see. My first guy is Romo Dunze. He went into the week cemented as a top 10 guy, but I think he turned his when he refused to leave the field when he was working on his three-cone drill over and over and over again. I'm talking about that packing stuff up. Mm-hmm. He's still out there on the three joint, bro. Yeah. So it's the kind of work ethic that GMs, they salivate over this, man. They lose their job over picks like that. Mm-hmm. This looking as if you're just trying to work hard. I think he's solidified himself. Maybe top 6, maybe wide receiver 2 in this draft.
Ooh, can't be wide receiver 2, though.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, people lose their jobs over work ethics like that, dog. Yeah. Especially on a three-cone drill. Man, he did it over and over and over again, bro. Like, that shows that you're really trying.
You really out there.
Yeah, you're trying to get to it.
Yeah.
Another winner, Weezy. Talk to me.
Man, I got 2 more winners.
Okay, talk to me.
But my other winner was Aiden Mitchell.
Okay.
Texas,
yeah.
Ran another 4.34.
Yeah, Texas had a good combine, dude.
Hey, 4.34. I don't know what's going on with the 40-yard dash these days, but 4.4 is slow now.
Yeah, 4.4 ain't moving no more.
They running 4.3s.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, that's just like dunks. If you look at the slam dunk contest when Jordan and them did it compared to them.
They wouldn't even compete.
What you got, Jeff?
Michael Penix Jr. Man, he made all the throws.
He made all the throws.
In a purple do-rag.
In a do-rag.
In a purple do-rag he always went.
Yeah, he did it in a do-rag.
Yeah, it's my dog. So he had a good combine.
Most definitely. My next winner is Ricky Purcell from Florida. He did really, really well, man. I've been saying that he's one of the, you know, he's one of those guys. He looked crisp out there, man. Mm. I thought he was going to run slower in his 40. He ran a 4.41. I watched him 3 years in Florida, and I've said he's the best player on our team. I would say it every year. And listen, this is the next Cooper Kupp. I'm not bullshitting. Really consistent out there. I think he's a second round guy. Okay. Yeah, he's going second round. Maybe go late first. That's how good he is. Yep. Another winner, Weeds. You had third.
Oh, Blake Corum.
Blake Corum, man. Oh.
Not even for the 40 time, but he bench pressed
27 times. Same as Joe Alt.
Joe Alt.
Man. That's crazy. What you got? You got another one?
Cooper Beebe. Kansas State right guard ran a 5.3.
Cooper move.
It's a talent. It's a loaded offensive line class.
It is.
But running 5.3 at that size,
crazy.
It's rough.
And that's moving.
Imagine pulling guard.
Man.
Catching some pole linebacker not paying attention to safety. Lord have mercy.
Cleaning the room.
Snot bubble.
Snot bubbles. It's crazy. My last winner, since nobody talked about it, Xavier Worthy, man. One trick pony. Speed is a hell of a trick, though, guys. Times where he would be a fourth round pick. You go in and run a 4.21.
Somebody's gonna find a spot
for speed like that. That's Tyreek Hill. If you covet speed, this is your guy.
Yeah.
Xavier Worthy from Texas. He's supposed to go to Michigan.
And the thing about him is he did it on his second run.
Sure did.
So his first one was like, oh, man, I know I could beat that. He did it on his second run.
He did.
Yeah.
Didn't run track at all.
Nah.
Never ran track. He's a foot. And I don't think he hit one trick pony.
Man, we'll see. He's gonna get drafted.
He's not Jalen Hyatt. He's not a one trick pony.
Bro, I think he might go second round now.
He might go late first.
He's that fast. Let's move on to the losers. Jeff, give me your first loser.
Man, my first loser is injuries, man. Injuries to Kool-Aid McKinstry and Cooper DeJean.
Yeah.
They didn't test as well as we thought going into this. And, you know, with the cornerbacks, being about four or five quarterbacks in this draft that could go first round.
Mm-hmm.
And those two were the big names that we thought about and not looking as well as they normally do. That kind of might have hurt the draft stock.
Yeah. Talk to me, Weezy.
Man, my first loser, and not even to any of the people that participated in the combine, NFL coaches.
Yeah.
It wasn't number six of them there.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
A lot of them sent the representative in their scouting department.
Yeah.
So.
Indy getting a bad rap. That's two weekends in a row. That's bad.
Indy rough.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They don't. Coaches don't. We didn't have no coach there. Titans, and we need to be there.
Yeah, I need to be there. Yeah,
we didn't have a coach there, and so they sent their reps and stuff there. But I just don't understand.
Yeah,
this is for the future. So
yeah,
I guess they grading talent. Just I guess by what they see on tape.
I got you. Yeah, my first loser is Drake May. We went from talking about Drake May being better than Caleb Williams all the way to the point where he's the fourth quarterback on a lot of mock drafts right now. The hype train is gone, and it's bizarre how little people are talking about him right now. I could be with a bunch of bluffing going on, and people will get him first in the first round, but I just don't see the way that fall off that has been talked about with Drake May from, I would say, literally a month ago until now. It's crazy, man. Big fall. I thought he was going into the combine to maybe lock up maybe the second quarterback. Yeah. Maybe the first. People were, you know.
Those people were doing drugs.
People were doing drugs. Yeah, for sure. But, yeah. Another loser. Talk to me, Jeff.
Ah, man. Bucky Irvin from Oregon.
Yeah.
Didn't test well at all. And he's also an undersized back. So you needed him to have blazing speed. You needed him to have good measurements and good vertical jump and all the time, and long jump and all that, and he didn't do well at all in that.
Sucks.
So that hurt for him as being undersized back.
Yeah. Weezy?
I got Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, man. If you're not going to participate in the draft, mm-hmm. I mean, the combine, don't go.
Well, now you get the free. You got to get that gear. You got to get that free. You got your name on it, dog. I promise.
That guy made $10 million in the last 2 years at USC. He don't need no gear.
No, I'm telling you, you got your name on it. And it's an NFL scouting combine.
Here's the thing. If you're not gonna go, I mean, if you're not gonna participate, don't go. Just to talk, because they're gonna chew you up by anything you do.
You need that.
I don't think you do.
You need that gear. I'm be real. I need that gear. My last loser, Spencer Rattler, man. Yeah. The story about Spencer Rattler has always been inconsistency with him. People just wanted him to show something to make them draft him. Like, give me something. And dude, to make a gamble on you and draft you and lose my GM job, man, give me a reason, dog. And he finished last among every quarterback in testing and almost every drill. He had the slowest 40 time, the shortest broad jump, the slowest three cone, and the slowest shuttle, man. When you're in a position where you have to ace a test and your measurements and all of this and something that's hanging on you getting drafted higher and you didn't get one thing to go right, if you hope to see him go on day two, it's over with. He'll be deep into day three. I think he's a fifth-round pick now.
Might be a free agent.
Might be a free agent. It was that bad.
If I'm him, there's no way. If I'm a free agent, just send me to the UFL.
Yeah, I'm going there. Get some tape.
Give me some more tape. Yeah. Send me to the UFL and let me cut up. That was my last loser, too.
Yeah, I ain't heard cut up in a minute. Yeah. Shout out to grandma.
Yeah, you better believe it.
Cut it up.
Let's keep it in football.
Yep.
Shout out to Nationwide Mike. I know you're listening. Broncos Nation, let's ride.
Yes, sir.
The Denver Broncos have decided that paying Russell Wilson, cameraman, to no longer be their QB1 was the right way to go entering this season. Now Wilson, an impending free agent, where do we see Russ will fall?
What you got, Weezy?
He probably go to Pittsburgh. They say he's in Pittsburgh right now. Yeah. I wouldn't count out Minnesota either.
Yeah.
I wouldn't count out Minnesota.
Mm. Got to do something to keep Jettis. I get it. Let's be real, guys. Russ, it wasn't that bad last year.
At times.
It wasn't that bad, y'all. No. He was 7-8 as a starter, completed 66% of his passes, 26 touchdowns, 8 picks, guys. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. That ain't bad.
Nah, it's not.
That ain't too bad. Now, if for a team to get rid of you for $85 million just to go away, that ain't good.
Sean Payton hates him.
That's insane, dude.
Why, though? I don't get it.
I don't get that neither. I don't know why he hates him so much, but if he wasn't the guy that gave him all that money. So, in turn, I think he wants a guy that he can invest in, and they'll get a young guy and kind of build around that young guy. But like Weezy mentioned, I think the Steelers is the chance where he would get to kind of play meaningful football. They already got a lockdown defense. They just need a competent quarterback, and Kenny Pickett's with 13 touchdowns and 13 picks last year. You got a win now team. Kenny Pickett ain't the guy for that. So, they're definitely – reach to get a quarterback, and I think Russ will be a good spot for him.
I agree 100%. Phoenix, my good. Pittsburgh makes the most sense.
Yeah.
You can make a case for the Raiders.
You can.
But if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm not letting – there's a reason why Russ is still there. Yeah. I'm not letting Russ leave without getting his contract done, in agreement.
He's dirt cheap, too.
Yeah. Dirt cheap. He gonna $2 million. Set me up.
Yeah, because I'm getting 85.
I'm getting
85.
Just cover my expenses, really.
That's please. Why it's important to get that guaranteed money. He made that 124 with his guarantee. Whatever.
Yeah. Crazy. The Steelers are minus 200 as far as favorites. The Raiders are plus 275, and the Falcons are plus 400. Man, Arthur Smith being there in Pittsburgh, your new OC, he would love to have a person like Russell Wilson. See what he did with Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
I wouldn't start my bounce back with Russell Wilson, but I would go to a veteran team that's already kind of primed to win. But I wouldn't, like the Falcons, I wouldn't start my bounce back with Russell
Wilson. No. Absolutely not. All right, before we start with halftime, let's end things with NFL football. The NFL Players Association released its second annual player team report card for all 32 teams. The survey was more comprehensive this year with 11 categories, and it was conducted by a third party. A total of 1,700 players participated, which nets right around 77% of the NFL. The questions that were asked for: family treatment, facility food, nutritionist, locker room, training room, training staff, weight room, strength coaches, travel, head coach, and last but not least, owner. Now, this year, the Dolphins and Vikings stood out as the best teams as far as 1 and 2 in all categories. Minnesota finished first out of 32 teams last year, seeded the top spot to Miami this year. The two clubs referred to, and I quote, far and above everyone else in the NFL. How you guys feel about that?
I need to see that.
You want to see that list?
Yeah, I need
You need to want to know about your Titans?
Yeah, we'd like us.
Okay. No. Your Titans. I'm happy you asked. The Titans family treatment was put as a D. Locker room, training room was a C+, and travel was an F.
Daggum.
I wonder what they mean by travel. Like, is it traveling from the facility to X, Y, and Z, or getting there.
Probably the planes.
The planes and not stuff. Luxury. Yeah, not luxury and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, because we don't have our own plane.
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
Y'all don't got your own plane?
There it is.
Are y'all charter a plane?
I think we rent a plane. I don't think we got our own plane.
That could be it. Yeah. Moving on to the Bills. The only thing that stood out was a nutritionist was a D. Travel was a D.
You see that.
But got an A+ in the weight room, head coach, and owner.
Mafia, baby.
Yeah. And with the 49ers, our family treatment and food was an A. The training room and travel was a C for my 49ers. So this is a big deal that players pay attention to get free agents, to bring in new guys, and re-signing guys on your team. So
Cincinnati consistently stayed at the bottom of this. The Bengals. Yeah, they are terrible.
Yeah. That's tough, man. Yeah. But to have an F in travel, that makes sense, though. I didn't know exactly what traveling meant. That's tough.
Shout out to the Titans.
Everton
don't got their own plane.
They don't.
I just knew
we need to know what our team. You get a solid plane.
Yeah.
Hey, them fucking soul plane.
They got a most spirit.
You guys ready to get started with halftime?
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime. Mm-hmm. It is the FSP or Jeff.
Just Jeff.
NBA Power Rankings. Let's get going.
One team, one dream.
One team, one dream, man. That's how we roll the FSP.
Fuck everybody else.
The league pass legends of the week.
That nigga make you stand on that.
Who? What nigga?
The league. No, whoa.
That nigga.
The league pass nothing. Legend of
that nigga
the week.
Nigga stand on nothing.
The league pass legends of the week. Alphareen Sengun put up a 40 ball on Tricky Vicky. And looking great. And the Houston Rockets, Jay and I, guy. See, we picked that guy. All right. Let's keep it moving. At number 7. We have the Sacramento Kings. De'Aaron Fox has been on a scoring tear. And Sabonis is a do-it-all top 5 MVP candidate of this year. Shout out to the Sacramento Kings. At number 6, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Winners of 8 of the last 10 with those 2 losses against the Lakers and the Tricky Vicky game.
Man, bro, stop calling that man Tricky Vicky, bro.
Tricky
that's a horrible name.
It's Wimby.
Wimby or Big Wimby.
I'm not saying neither of those.
I ain't calling him Big Wimby.
Yeah.
Tricky Vicky's horrible, though.
Yeah, but, God.
Just give me Wimby. Go ahead, Joe.
No, where's that?
Little too.
He's Lord 6'8".
Lil Wimby. Now, I call him Lil Wimby. Big Wimby.
Oh, my God. Number 5. The Phoenix Suns. Wins with 2 of 3 this week. Had a big matchup against Boston as recording this. And KD is also put on the MVP caliber year.
I need to be called Big Women a lot more often. When I think about it.
At number 4, we have the Milwaukee Bucks. Winners of 6 of the last 7. Tough loss to the Warriors by 35, though. Yeah. And what made it worse, the Warriors had just lost by 50 the game before that.
They was really trying to prove a point.
That's ridiculous. At number 3. The surprise team of the Eastern Conference and possibly the NBA, the Orlando Magic, won 5 straight and continue to fly under the radar of the Eastern Conference, making a postseason push. Number 2, the Boston Celtics. After winning 11 straight, dropped 2 eyebrow-raising games, a cameraman, to the Cleveland Cavaliers and to the number 1 team on the list this week, the Denver Nuggets. Statement wins against Boston, LA, Miami, Sacramento, and Golden State. Don't look now. The NBA champions are looking like NBA champions.
There we go.
And that is your FSP.
Or Jeff's.
Or Jeff's. NBA Power Rankings.
Say less.
Ready to get started with the second half?
Let's do it.
Yeah, sir.
The second half is underway. Full Sport Press.
Second half 2024 NFL free agency. The defensive side of the ball. I am Jay Hope.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weez.
Last week, we did the offense. It's only right. We hit them with another one. And another one. And another one. And another one. Yeah, all right. Nothing sells tickets in the NFL quite like an elite quarterback and an explosive offense, Jeff. But Super Bowl 58 is recent evidence that defense still matters greatly in the hunt for the Lombardi Trophy.
You do it to yourself.
Every week. Every week. Perhaps more evident than Patrick Mahomes. Led by Steve Spagnuolo's Kansas City Chiefs defense helped propel third title in 5 years for this generation's NFL dynasty. franchise tags are happening more on the defensive side of the ball, more than ever. Jadeveon Clowney, Frank Clark, Yannick Ngakoue being traded over the past 3 years on franchise tags. We will kick things off with Chris Jones, the defensive tackle, defensive line extraordinaire. Chris Jones is 29 years old.
I saw 30. I said, like, I don't think he's 35. Yeah.
Who was 35 then? Oh, I know who's 35. I was going to put it right. You know who's right there? I think it was, it wasn't Jadeveon Clowney. It was
none of these boys 35.
Bobby Wagner. Was right there.
That makes sense.
I see how old Bobby Wagner. Anyway, Jeff.
Yeah, my bad, bro.
You got it. Right.
Before the show
starts. Yeah, go ahead. What you got?
Okay, let's have a little fun.
Okay.
Do I believe he's going back to Kansas City? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if they want to get a little tricky,
The
Houston Texans are in play.
Mm.
They have a young, great quarterback as well.
They do.
They're gonna have some defensive line depth issues this year.
They are.
And they need a playmaker.
They do.
And this is a playmaker.
Damn right.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's it. Weezy?
I think he's going back to what's called.
Okay.
But we're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
Tennessee Titans got money.
Oh, shit.
Tennessee Titans got money.
29 years old, still in your prime, B-Dog.
Yeah.
You don't go there. Bro, they
got money with Jeff, though.
That's what I'm saying. Tennessee Titans got money. Go get the best player that you never done before. With the money you got, that's what it's there for, and get the best defense in the league.
No, man.
You put him with Jeff?
Yeah. I mean, you got money. Go make your team instantly better on one side of the ball and go get the best player.
Okay. My pick is staying with the Kansas City Chiefs. This is the heart of that Kansas City defense. He'll command right around $30 million a year. He'll re-sign with them guys on a multi-year deal. Just a game-wrecking talent. His 10.5 sacks at the D tackle position. It also shows how good Aaron Donald really was because he had 20 sacks from the D tackle position. That's nuts. Yeah. But he made a lot of impact throughout the year, especially during the playoffs. Chris Jones, 29 years old, staying with the Chiefs.
My thing is with Chris Jones. Will he get my hometown discount?
Nah.
You got to get your money in the field. Yeah. Nah, they didn't franchise tagged him once. Nah. Move right along to the next guy. We have Josh Allen, defensive end, offensive lineman, outside linebacker. Mm-hmm. He was franchise tagged. He's 26 years old. Mm-hmm. Talk to me, Weezy. Free agent prediction, why?
He better go back and stay where he's at.
Yeah. He better keep it, that boy.
Yeah.
That tag.
Yeah. Man. Taxes in Florida's not that bad. Stay where you at, bro.
Yeah.
Stay where you at.
Yeah.
They tagged him for a reason. He ain't going nowhere.
He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
He shouldn't, right?
Nah, because you're in the spot. Trevor Lawrence experience hasn't panned out how you thought.
For sure.
But it's still, you got to get that a little more time.
You do.
And everything else is still in place in Jacksonville.
Guys, he was the reason. Bro, he had 17.5 sacks. He was half a second in the NFL. You got to get a long-term contract done with this guy.
Yeah.
He's still in his prime at outside linebacker. He's a 1-1 guy. You got to double him because he's going to get to the quarterback. He has that athleticism that you put your team behind, man, standing up in the dirt. Don't matter, man. Still in his prime. You don't let prime top five guys just walk out the door. So I have him going back to the Jags as well. Moving on to the next guys, Antoine Winfield, safety. He's franchise tagged as well, 25 years old. Jeff, free agent prediction and why?
I hate to sound like a broken record, but – I don't see someone coming in and making a move with taking on that cap space.
No.
That tag space, I should say.
Yeah, no.
He's staying.
You got to stay. What you got, Weezy?
I think he's in the best spot.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're going to franchise tag him staying there.
Yeah.
But they're blowing the team up. And so he's the one that they're going to keep.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, let's get rid of everybody on the defense side of the ball. Tom Brady's gone. Let's try to make some. I mean, everybody's gone. Let's try to make some work.
Yeah.
And they got to keep him.
Yeah.
So they can't get rid of everybody, but they got to keep him.
Got to keep him.
So the defense is not going to be as good this year, but unfortunately, you're going to play in the franchise tag with not the because the linebackers are already gone.
Yeah. Levante David, Devin White,
That makes all the difference in the world for him.
Yeah. They do. Yeah, he's a one-man band man right now.
Yeah.
And I got him staying there as well. Stavey just don't get a lot of love in the NFL, especially today. He had a breakout 2022, truly does it all. I think he's established himself as a top 7 safety in the entire NFL, finds the ball at every level. He's one of those guys in Ty Bowles' defensive system that you have to bring back eager to get him into his prime. You got to keep one guy. Like Weezy mentioned, you can't cut everybody, right? Start from scratch with everybody. Next guy we have is Brian Burns, defensive end. He was franchise tagged as well, 26 years old. Weezy, where is he going and why?
He's going to stay right there where he's at.
He just better.
Just don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Make sure the health of that pay.
Yeah. Sure.
You got to work that long-term deal out, but he's going to be there this year. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah. He just wasn't necessarily his elite self this past year.
Yeah.
Probably just the fact that he was worried about his contract. And on top of that, he was the only guy that was getting to the damn ball on defense.
Talk about it.
Upper tier traits, man, that you want in an edge rusher. I can't see the Panthers letting him go in free agency. He hadn't even 26 yet. He's about to turn 26.
Yeah.
You got to keep guys like that. Florida State guy, too. Ooh,
come on now.
Yeah.
Come on.
Gotta keep.
Listeners say I say it too much. You know what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah, that ain't lying. Move right along to the next guy. We have Christian Wilkins, defensive tackle, 28 years old. Weezy, free agent prediction or why?
I think he needs to go to the Patriots.
Ooh. Ain't bad.
I think he needs to go to the Patriots. Patriots are known to have a good stable defense right there.
Yeah.
They don't have it now.
Yeah.
They don't have it.
I like that. What you got, Jeff?
Sorry, Weezy. He's going to the Colts.
Ooh.
He's going to the Colts.
Put him alongside my guy.
You better believe it.
Come on, man.
You put him with the Colts. They got the cap space to do it. They got rid of your man's the linebacker, traded him to clear that out from this year, going forward with this year, bringing a playmaker like this.
Yeah.
AFC South. Watch out now.
Watch out now.
Yeah, it's three teams in the AFC South.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
and maybe four.
Three.
Maybe.
It's three.
Depends on what the Titans do. It may be four, but it's definitely three.
It's three. It's three. Okay. Through thick and thin with this guy, the Dolphins have been able to just count on him. He's been the longstanding guy there. He played in 81 of 83 possible games. So that is consistency.
Yeah.
So he does everything at a high level to anchor that defensive front. I'm rolling with Weezy. I think the Patriots need a guy to play alongside Christian Barrymore to give Gerard Mayo some stability at the defensive tackle position. And I think they have a lot of money to spend, and they can spend it with Christian Will because I got him going to the Patriots as well. Mm. All right, moving on to the next guy. We have a Justin Madubuike, defensive tackle, franchise tag, 26 years old. Jeff, talk to me and why.
They tagged him.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the NFL, you got to – it puts you in a tough spot. I'm going to say it that way. So you're going to stay put.
Yep. Weezy.
Yeah. I mean, once they tag you, it's hard to get out of that tag.
But this is the thing, though. Clowney got tagged and traded.
Yeah.
Frank Clark got traded and tagged. So it's guys that have draft picks that they want to give up for a guy.
For a proven guy. Yeah. But those guys are in the latter of their careers.
No.
Not Frank Clark.
No, not with Jadeveon Clowney, dude. He was in his prime. No, really? No. Yeah, now he was in his prime.
He said
Yannick Ngakoue, remember when Yannick Ngakoue was in his prime? He got franchise tag and traded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some guys, it happens.
But when you get traded, you have no control over that.
No, you don't. No, it's just if the team wants to. It's just covering your ass. That's what the team's doing. They're covering their ass.
Yeah. So once you get traded, you kind of locked up.
Yeah.
They can trade him to the Titans if they wanted to.
They could.
I mean, he don't want to be there.
Yeah.
We don't need him. We don't need him there, though. But
I mean, you
go. I mean, would you trade for him in San Francisco?
I don't need him. We got Javon Hargrave, and it didn't really work out last year.
I think.
Yeah. So I mean, shit. But you got him staying.
Yeah.
This is the thing with Madubuike. I think he'll stay, and they'll give him 100 million bucks. But he was the guy on that Bengals defensive line. He was the face of that defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys that. Yeah, it's not a name. Like Jeff mentioned a lot of times with the Chiefs, right? We had all the names in San Francisco, but nobody knew who Justin Madubuike was.
Right.
This is one of those guys. And I think a guy that played in Cincinnati, you get him, then he gets traded to Baltimore. He goes there and has one of his best years. I know Cincinnati is kicking themselves in the ass because they need a guy like this. And if you have these two linebackers where they're losing one with Patrick Queen, but you still have Roe, bro, like, I'm telling you, he's one of those guys. You got to bring him back. So, Weezy, I get what you're saying. I'm rolling as well. Moving on to the next guy, we have Legarius Sneed, cornerback, 27 years old. Weezy, free agency prediction, and why?
They better franchise tag.
Yeah.
He only gave up two touchdowns in the second half all season long.
Mm.
He put your boy on.
Yeah, no. Oh, you talking about getting off the line?
Yeah.
He talking about Tyreek Hill. Man, he had Tyreek Hill on that line. Woo-wee.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
The way that the Chiefs think, Patrick Mahomes gonna score points, and you're gonna help me from stop scoring points.
Yeah,
of course we're gonna put you in a franchise tag. Hopefully you sprain your ankle, so when you gotta pay you as much. Yeah. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah,
and so but if he plays through that, he's gonna get paid.
They got another guy behind him. That's why they're gonna get rid of him. What you got, Jeff?
Yeah, he's there this year. Yeah. He's gonna be at Kansas City this year. I don't think he's at a point where like we talked about earlier, NFL players gotta get their money.
Yeah,
so you ride the tag out. And pray for that long term deal coming up off season.
Yeah, I think they get rid of him this year, but before the start of the season, I think it has a lot to do with like, remember when Malcolm Butler left? Remember when Nnamdi Asomugha left?
Yeah,
yeah. I think it's similar to that, man.
You think it's food because Nnamdi's done.
Nnamdi was that's what I'm trying to tell you. He's 27 years old, and he's one of those guys, Pro Bowl caliber on the perimeter, but he's really a slot guy. They don't really need him anywhere else in the NFL at slot. They need a guy standing outside X or Y. And I think he's benefited from a strong supporting cast. And I think the Eagles are going to spend the money to try to get him with that Vic Fangio defense. Yeah. They got to clean up that secondary in the worst way. I think he can make an impact opposite Darius Slay and figure it out. But he's had at least two interception defenses four career seasons with the Chiefs. That's not a lot of productive. Like years.
Yeah.
Where's the production in that?
Well, you can say they're not coming his way. Yeah, man. Especially in the slot.
People be open, bro. This is the first time we heard about Ladarius Sneed this year.
Well, prominently, yeah. But if you got Kansas City fans that you call friends, you hear about them all the time.
Kermit McDuffie's better than him.
But Kansas City, because of him, was significantly better this year than what they previously were.
Just saying. He's been there 4 years, guy. No. I'm just saying, he's been there 4 years.
That's why he got a franchise tag. They want to see it again.
I get it. Moving on to the next guy, we have Patrick Queen, middle linebacker, 24 years old.
Yeah.
Golly, Weezy, free agent prediction, why?
I'd love to see him come to the Titans.
Do y'all need a middle linebacker? In the worst way, huh?
We need one.
Yeah.
Do we need one?
Titans make sense.
Yeah.
Especially somebody who could actually run with a tight end.
Yeah, he can do that.
Yeah, so. Yeah. We got the money.
Yeah. Spend some of that money.
I know I don't feel
you done put gotta, three people with the Titans. What you
I
got?
I have.
I don't think Baltimore lets them go.
Yeah.
They're gonna figure this out. They're gonna figure out a way to make this happen. You gotta bring that defense back and just try one more year.
Nah, he going to the Seahawks, guys. He finally lived up to that pre-draft hype. And you know why? Because he played alongside Roquan Smith.
Yeah.
Still 24, still in his prime. I get it. But Mike McDonald, the defensive coordinator that was with the Ravens, is now in Seattle as the head coach. So if you're going to pay a linebacker what he's worth, you got to pay him for a guy that actually knows the defense that he's walking into. So he'll clean up in the run game, drop in coverage like Weezy mentioned, bring that physical middle linebacker alongside. I think they'll bring back Bobby Wagner one more time. So that middle of that defense is solidified. Patrick Queen, Seahawks. Okay. Yep.
I'm like, not mad at that.
Moving on to Chase Young, defensive end, 24 years old as well. Weezy, can he go to the Titans too?
Nah, I won't. This guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all had him, but y'all had him.
I mean, he wants money. Yeah. We gonna get other Bosa.
Nah, I think he goes to the other side of the bay, Los Angeles, and go with the Rams.
Okay. Okay. What you got, Jeff?
Chicago Bears.
Line one.
The Chicago Bears need them. They're about to retool that whole team this year, especially with, you know, the quarterback, whoever the quarterback may be.
Mm-hmm.
You can't mess this up. You got to bring in some playmakers on defense. I think Chase Young, just based off the ability alone, coming off the injury last year, didn't look like he was starting to get there, though, in San Francisco. Now he's going to have a full offseason. If the Bears can get him for a good deal, this could be a game-changing move for Chicago Bears.
I can dig it. I have him going to the Baltimore Ravens. This is one of those things with a number two overall pick. Probably the biggest mystery on this entire show that we have. Had a strong Super Bowl, but prior to that, he was hit or miss. He actually, that last home game that we played in that wasn't in the playoffs, they were asking him, like, what were you doing? Like, he wasn't really playing 100%. So I think he's on a one-year prove-it deal, and Baltimore has cycled through these one-year prove-it deals with a lot of guys. If we're going back to Jadeveon Clowney, then moving on to Za'Darius Smith, it's a bunch of guys that kind of fit that mold, and he's the next one. And I think he can bring that physical trait to Baltimore on a one-year prove-it deal. under that new coordinator, Zach Orr. So give me Baltimore for Chase Young. Good. Yep. Next guy, Lavonte David, middle linebacker, 34 years old. Jeff, prediction of why?
I know we talked about, Weezy mentioned he think he's moving on.
Yeah.
I think Tampa, with the success they had last year with, you know, with Baker and making a playoff run,
mm-hmm.
they figure out a way to try that one more year.
Yeah.
One more year and convince him to come back one more year.
That's after they see who, if nobody offers him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They could go ahead and let him test his value, see what his value like. Yeah.
But I think right now, he's by him being 34 years old, he's just a plug and play guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if he wants a bunch of money.
Mm-hmm. He don't.
Dallas Cowboys.
Play for a contender.
Go play with Dallas Cowboys.
Because I don't think Leighton Vander Esch is going to play.
He gets hurt every single year.
Yeah, I think he's done.
Bad injuries.
Well, that makes sense. I like
his bad injuries, too. Like, his neck is bad.
Yeah.
It's horrible injuries.
I think one's make you look at football completely different.
Yeah. I like that. With age, though, he continues to defy, man. Father Time can't catch him. 120 tackles for the fourth year in a row. What? That's crazy. 34 years old, still playing at a really high level. I just don't see anybody else paying him what he wants to get paid unless it's going to a contender. And if it's a contender, say like Dallas or Philly, you could maybe take a pay cut of $6 million. If not, though, one-year prove-it deal coming back to the Bucks. Just he's the guy on that Ty Bowles defense. If you're going to lose Devin White, you can't lose both. Bring one back, and I think the one they'll bring back.
Atlanta, too.
Yeah.
Falcons.
Yeah, you like that?
Okay.
And last but not least, Jamal Adams, the president, strong safety, 28 years old. This is Jeff's guy.
I know it, man.
Talk to me. What you got?
We got a little more clearing the space to do. But this does it not make sense? It makes sense. We need to get younger. Now, he's not like a spring chicken, but he's not glue gun either. And he needs a bounce back performance because he didn't do well in Seattle. He did not rekindle that New York Jets performance he has. Come back to the AFC East. Come back to Buffalo, young man. We need you.
What you got?
You're right about the AFC East.
Okay.
But another team that's cleared that space for him. No, the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins. Yeah. He played behind. He could play behind. Jalen. Mm. He come down. He'll play behind Jalen.
That's three picks a game for homeboy. He gonna see ghosts all game.
Jesus. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
You talking about your quarterback?
Yeah, you know it. He gonna see ghosts all game.
Jamal Adams, Cowboys, is the guy. They're gonna find some ways to kind of get that salary cap under to a point where they could get a guy like that. Deron Curse was there. That ain't enough. They need a guy. And they got some holes on America's team. You got to go back to Texas and get it squared away. I think he's going to be a guy that you bring in for not necessarily a one-year prove-it deal, because just like we were talking about with injuries, Jamal Adams had dealt with injuries his entire 4 years when he was with Seattle. So if there's a problem there, you got to make sure that you get a guy in there that can prove what they are worth. And I think this will be a good space. Him, you got Diggs, you got the guy who got caught out of damn picks this year. What's the guy that caught out?
Deron Bland.
Deron Bland. Yeah, that's a mean secondary now.
He's already being dead.
Deron Bland, is he going to play or is Diggs going to play?
Man, Diggs is number one. What are you talking about? Bland be getting cooked.
Now, Diggs will get cooked, too.
Nah, Diggs nasty out there.
Diggs coming off a bad injury, now.
Is
he the same plan?
ACL ain't a bad injury.
But Diggs makes some questionable decisions. How about that?
Because he's playing wide receiver out there. That's true. Yeah, he out there playing wide receiver. I miss him, my man.
I bet you do.
Yeah, sure do.
Man. Sauce had three picks the other game.
Sauce is there.
Yeah.
Sauce and shit.
But I got Travis Hunter on the other side. All he want to do is TikTok dances. I'm ready to kick. He got to go. He gone.
That boy make moves, man. He cold.
You don't think you going to get Trevon Diggs? You don't think I can trade to get Travis Hunter?
I'm about to get fired. Do you know that?
Nah, you straight.
I can't get blow that money.
We going to bring you back. And that is another installment. Check out last week's show. We did the offense. This week's show is the defense. I don't think a lot of movement will happen on the defense side of the ball because they franchise tag literally everybody. But in turn, you still got to talk about the defense. Sorry to the skilled players on offense. We just did you guys. I know some big uglies out there. Offensive linemen, they're going to be doing some movement. Tight ends. We talked about maybe
we need some big uglies.
Yeah, y'all do. In the worst way.
I said they're hearing the Cowboys.
Yeah, I hope not. And that is another installment of SPSP. Tweet us some questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment. Give us a thumbs up on the YouTube page. On the iTunes page, please rate and subscribe. And more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
And tell a friend.
Weezy.
Everything paid for, big baby.
Jeff.
Camera's always on, bro.
Cameraman, the revolution will be podcasted. We are out.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The revolution will be podcasted.